So many of you will remember hearing the shocking news 43 years ago today of the death of Elvis Aaron Presley, the news coming from his home, the Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee.
CBS News. Elvis Presley, king of popular music, is dead at the age of 42.
The undisputed king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, is dead. He died this afternoon here in his adopted hometown of Memphis after apparently collapsing at his South Memphis mansion. And the mayor has ordered all flags in the city to be flown at half staff.
This is Channel 7's Eyewitness News, tonight with Fahey Flynn, Joel Daly, Bill Frank, Steve Edwards, and a special report by Jay Levine.
Elvis Presley is dead at 42, possibly of a heart attack, an autopsy reveals tonight. Memphis, Tennessee is in mourning. Tonight, thousands of fans are reported gathered around his palatial mansion. The Memphis Telephone Company reports total overtaxing of its lines.
Pandemonium has broken out here on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis. Thousands of fans from all over the country are converging on Graceland, trying to get in to view the body of the 42-year-old king of rock and roll. The world is shocked by Elvis Presley's sudden death after attempts to save his life failed. The apparent cause, according to his personal physician, Dr. George Nicopoulos, is a heart attack. The singer's father, Vernon Presley, has requested that an autopsy be performed.
Why go to all this trouble?
Because we love Elvis. We still do.
You're not going to get in, you know.
Doesn't make any difference.
There's nobody else like him. There won't ever be anybody else like him, as far as I'm concerned.
I just can't believe he's dead. It's terrible.
Elvis Presley was the first, and probably the foremost, in popular music. But tonight on Radio Luxembourg, we have to inform the world that he no longer exists on our planet. Tonight on Luxembourg, we feature nothing but Elvis till close down at 3:45.
Presley's show business friends, as well as his legions of fans, are mourning tonight. Sammy Davis Jr. was asked how the performer would rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, he's got to be 11, babe. And I'm not saying that because of the tragedy of the moment, but because anybody in this business of ours that can become one of a kind, he's the one, the only, the original. Everybody else is an imitator. Came after him.
Elvis Presley almost single-handedly turned rock into the most popular music expression of the young. Tonight in Memphis, Elvis died, and a generation of people cared.
It's 6:29. It's WMAQ Chicago. I'm Dennis Day with Rick Elliott and Jay Marks. Say it one more time, as much as it hurts. Elvis Presley died today.
There are many superlatives linked with his name, the greatest and the king. But probably the most important thing is that each person listening and all of us here, Elvis had an effect, an important effect, on each one of our lives. And what more can you say about an individual? He'll be remembered for many, many years.
But you remember when President Kennedy died? Years later, people said, do you remember where you were when you first heard the news that Kennedy was dead? Remember where you are now. Because if you're feeling like me in a deep state of shock, then in a few years from now, you will remember that you were listening to the first radio station in Europe to ever play Radio Luxembourg's number one star, Elvis Presley.
Oh, I wish I was.
How about that?
In a land of cotton.
Just hear some of that old footage.
Oh, my gosh. Some of those names,
coverage of the death of Elvis Presley.
How about that one reporter? Why are you going to all this trouble? You're not getting in, you know.
Yeah, but the crying teenagers, beyond themselves. Have you ever gone to Graceland?
Yes, several times.
It's
pretty cool.
It is quite an amazing thing to experience.
Yeah.
I went there years ago. I worked for the ABC radio networks, and they sent me there to do a three-hour documentary on Elvis Presley.
Oh, very cool.
Well, you know, and I kind of thought the whole thing was a joke. You know,
You mean all the fan worship?
Yeah. The souvenirs.
Right. Yeah,
all that. I thought it was so tacky.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went down there fully intending to do a hack job on this whole thing. And after spending a few days there, I was so moved by the devotion that these people had to Elvis Presley and what his music meant to them and how it changed their lives. It wound up being an extremely reverent special. I wish I could find it.
Don't have it anywhere?
I must have it.
You've got it. Go into the archives.
I must have it someplace to find.
Well, we've gone there a couple of times, and the first day that I was there, time we were waiting in line, and you know there was people of all ages. You know, at that time, this was in the early 90s, and so I heard these two people in front of me talking, and this one girl was young, so she probably wasn't even born when Elvis was, you know, because I really don't remember Elvis when he was, you know, in the 60s. Obviously, I wasn't, you know, a little kid, but so she said her name was Michelle, but her friends called her Michelvis. So I'm like, oh, I am going to drive Michelvis off the map here when I tell her that I was born on, you know, me and Elvis had the same birthday. So I go, yeah, well, I was born on Elvis's birthday. And she goes, you're born on January 8th? I mean, boom. She knew the date. And she looked at me like I was the luckiest man on earth.
Yeah.
And
the devotion to Elvis was absolutely amazing. And that I want to open up the phone lines and talk about what you were doing when you heard the news that Elvis was going to die.
He wasn't going to die.
That he was. Well, I know what he was doing leading up to those moments.
Thank you very much.
But what you were doing when you heard the news and what Elvis meant to you. I really believe that it was not only the death of this man who was a beautiful singer, very, very handsome man. You know, people swooned over him. I believe that it was part of a loss of our own mortality, part of our own, the soundtrack of our own lives had been shut down a little bit with the death of Elvis Presley.
Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't.
All of the years that I was on music radio a million years ago, whenever they would do any research to determine the most popular love song of all time, this song came up number one.
This is my favorite Elvis song.
Every single
time. I love this song.
Well, you're a romantic.
I am a romantic. Although I do like Suspicious Minds and In the Ghetto as well.
Yeah, those are good. I may have to bring in for you. I think I have one packet of Elvis Sweat. That I bought
from the gift shop.
From the gift shop, they're like those little wet naps that you get in a restaurant,
right?
And they claim that these were dipped in the same water that a scarf that Elvis sweated on. So technically, these
were
Elvis sweat naps. Have Elvis DNA in them. So,
if we did a Jurassic Park kind of thing,
we could
recreate Elvis.
We could bring back the king.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jeff, you're on WGN.
Yeah, you guys better be careful because there's people out there that might take offense at what you just said.
What are we saying?
about Elvis just then. I used to travel Memphis every month.
Yeah, okay.
I was in there a couple days. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're dropping out or something.
Just a minute. Let me see if I can make some changes here. How's that? Is that better?
Okay, sure.
Okay. I used to be in there once a month, and I had some accounts there. And one of my accounts, I checked into the motel about 2 miles away from Graceland. And when I did, the room at that time, 10 years after his death, was only $29.95. Nope. And I knew I was only going to be there for a day, so I didn't worry about it. And I went to see my account, and they said, hey, if you can come by tomorrow, and we'll give you the order. Well, that's what I was there for. So when I went to the front desk, they said, the rate now is $300 a night.
Wow.
I said, you're crazy.
Wow.
So I went back to the room because they said I'd have to be out of there. Well, I went back, and my stuff was out on the sidewalk.
I
didn't want to get out of there because I knew if that was the case, there wasn't going to be any other motel rooms around. So I told the maid, I said, hey, I left something in there important. Can you let me back in? She did. I grabbed my stuff, put it in there, and barricaded. And they sent the Memphis police down there to get me out.
Wow.
And I said, hey, I'm looking at the back of the door, and it doesn't say I have to leave, but I am not paying $300 a night.
Wow.
So I waited, and later on, all sorts of vehicles pulled in. They put up lights everywhere, floodlights. People put a bust of Elvis up, and they started playing his music all the time. But that was ridiculous. And when I went by the Graceland the next day, people were down there kissing the sidewalk, kissing the wall. And, you know, in Memphis, all street signs now don't say Elvis Presley Boulevard. They say EPB, and they're on 20-foot poles in the in the sky. You can't. People are stealing the street signs.
Yeah, they don't want people coming in and taking the signs. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Very interesting. This is Joan. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi. The night that Presley died, I was at a Frank Sinatra concert at Ravinia.
Where?
At Ravinia. He was at Ravinia that one particular time. It was one of his comeback tours because I had missed him in Chicago. And I said, next time he comes to town, I'm going to see him no matter what. So I went to see Sinatra, and as he walked out on stage, he made the announcement that Presley passed, and he was so shook by it. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, you talk about music and how music affects you, and people say, I'm surprised you like Sinatra, but then you like the current stuff, too. I said, I like a lot of different kinds of music, and I've always liked Presley's music.
Well, Frank and Elvis, they did a special together. Frank had a special, and Elvis...
Yeah. In fact, Netflix is running a special right now where it's a two-part series, and there it talks about when Frank has reprised records, he says, we need to have the rock guys in here. And they brought in Presley on part of one of the shows. I said, oh, my God. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, I remember watching that special, and, you know, Frank was trying to rock and roll it up a little bit.
Yeah, he's trying to rock and roll it, and Elvis is trying to sing like
Don't
Frank.
You wear my cuckoo blue suede shoes.
Yeah, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
No, Ryan all the time, chick.
Yeah. I was just watching that just a few minutes ago, but I was amazed.
Yeah,
and I was very fortunate that I saw Frank twice. I saw him once out in L.A., and I gave him something on stage, and he handed me his blue scarf from his lapel. And I was like, the guys that were sitting up with my husband said, I think you just lost your wife down there.
Yeah,
she's going to faint, you know.
So I have memories
of Presley and Elvis.
And then you barricaded yourself in a hotel room?
something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that story was. Thank you for the call.
What did we say that was so bad about Elvis? I think we've been very reverential.
I'm not especially worried about it. Here's the 708 area code. The real question is, would an 85-year-old Elvis today be as good as a 90-year-old Tony Bennett is?
94.
He's 94.
He just turned.
You know what they're saying. What would, if Elvis had lived, and be 85 years old today, what would he be sounding like?
Well, you know what's sad when you think about it? 1977, he was only 42. And in 1977, the whole idea of drug rehab or drug addiction or things like this really were not even developed yet. And so the sad part is, I think if Elvis had hung on for two or three more years, he may have been able to go into a rehab thing. He may have been, you know, the idea of drug addiction really was in the closet back then. And I think that if he had lived a couple more years, for all you know, he certainly probably would have had a resurgence in the 80s.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, you can't tell, but it's a shame. I think he died before that recognition of, the most interesting thing when you played that clip of all the footage was that they mentioned his physician, Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick was
the guy that prescribed all the drugs for him.
I was reading an account of what Elvis did in the 24 hours prior to his death. And one of the things that he did was go to his dentist's office. And in this article, they presume that that was one of the other places that he went to get drugs of his liking. Because, you know, when you're Elvis Presley, you can, you know, pretty much do whatever you want to do. I think Michael Jackson learned the same thing.
Yeah.
Mary, you're on WGN.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys. So I was 9 years old, and we were driving home, and we were on 294, and our car broke down right by the toll booth. So the tollway, we went into the tollway office while we were waiting for the tow truck, and we were in, like, the break room. And there was an older man there who worked for the tollway, and he was heartbroken. And I just was staring at him because he was dipping a cookie in a hot cup of coffee, shaking his head, going, oh. I can't believe the king is dead.
Oh.
But he was missing some fingers. I don't, an accident or something, but I remember just looking at him and seeing how upset he was, and all I could think, being 9 years old, is, what the heck happened to your finger?
And how is he dipping a cookie?
Well, he still has some fingers, but not all of them. And every anniversary of Elvis's death, I think of that man.
You think of the guy.
And
I think of the man
with the missing fingers. And because I wasn't that familiar with Elvis, but when later in college we did a road trip to Graceland, and I had such a different outlook or respect for Elvis after we went to Graceland to see his generosity and just, you know, to hear what he did for other people. And
right. Did you see that?
It changed me.
Yeah,
it changed me going there with respect for him.
With me. I could not have been more jaded going into my Graceland weekend in Memphis. And by the way, I may have been in a like a barbecue overload. That may have been part of that. I ate so much great barbecue when I was then. The Rendezvous, is that, am I remembering? Is that, I think that's a famous barbecue place there. I stayed at the famous Peabody Hotel.
You stayed at the Heartbreak Hotel?
Oh yes, with the ducks.
Oh, the ducks.
They bring the ducks down from the roof every day, and everything in the hotel stops. For an hour while they bring the ducks downstairs. I'm late for an appointment because the damn ducks are coming downstairs in the elevator. Yep.
But they do walk in a straight line. You got to love those things.
Oh, it's Memphis tradition.
Yeah.
It's Memphis tradition. But I was the same way. I went there like very, I would say jaded to couldn't care less. I was not especially.
That's how I was. I couldn't care less, but it was a road trip with friends.
Something to do. It was going to be fun. Right. I was practically in tears standing at his grave. I was so moved by everything that I had experienced that week.
And it's in the backyard.
Yeah, he's buried in the backyard.
Yeah, which is, you know. But
because you go to the mansion. And it wasn't that big.
Not that
you know?
I was just going to say, yeah. And the decoration. Do you remember how some of those rooms were decorated?
Well, it was the 1970s. You know, people say like how awful it was in the jungle room. It was the 1970s. Right. You look back at a lot of people's homes in the 1970s. It wasn't too far off of what Elvis had.
No, but the cool thing was, apparently, there's one room, if you remember, had all mirrors on the walls and the ceilings because our tour guide told us that somebody told Elvis that if you put mirrors on the walls, it makes the room look bigger. So that's why he had all these mirrors up the staircases.
Yeah, baby, I won't give me some mirrors. Put them everywhere.
That was a doctor's house, I believe, that he bought.
Was it?
When you hear this Graceland mansion, it's far from a mansion. Yeah.
Here it is. I'm
driving by houses now that are twice the size of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was the 70s, and it was a great trip, and he, rest in peace, Elvis.
Rest in peace, exactly. Thank you for the call. I happen to have some Graceland facts and figures. Elvis bought the house in 1957 for $102,000.
And that was big bucks.
It served as his home base for two decades. It's situated on 14 acres. Built in 1939 by a Dr. Thomas Moore and his wife on land that was once part of a 500-acre farm that was dubbed Graceland in honor of the home's original owner's daughter, Grace. How about that?
I didn't know that. Now that is weird.
The Moore's white-columned home also became known as Graceland. When Elvis purchased the place, he kept the name.
Yeah.
He made a number of updates to the property, including the musical-themed iron gates, a jungle room with an indoor waterfall, and racquetball court. After finding out that President Lyndon Johnson enjoyed watching all three network news programs simultaneously, Elvis was inspired to have a wall of built-in TVs.
You saw that, right? Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, those are cool.
In 1982, 5 years after Elvis was found dead in the bathroom, Priscilla opened the estate to the public for tours. 600,000 people, this is before pandemic, 600,000 people now flock there every year. Lisa Marie Presley inherited Graceland when she turned 25 years old and continues to operate it today.
No, she sold it now.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she sold it to like a major promotion company.
Oh.
And I just was reading or seeing a story because there was this idea now, you know, I mean, you know, we're talking about Elvis, but the question is, how can you keep Elvis and his image into the next generation for
right.
people that in their 20s or their teens? I mean, he's 50, 60 years old in terms of even after, you know,
right.
from when he happened. And so they do have plans to try to do a same kind of a thing like they've been doing with the Beatles and like remastering his catalog and getting more T-shirts with his image to sort of bring Elvis back. Because sadly, you talked about the devotion to him, which has been amazing, but at the same time, it also has kind of denigrated his image because now everybody's an Elvis impersonator, and it's almost become a joke rather than a reverence thing, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to reform his image so there'd be a little more respect as opposed to being kind of like a laughed at thing.
Elvis Presley, 43 years ago today, he passed away. And, you got to give it to him. He gave us some amazing music through the years.
Oh, there it is.
Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Don't you know it?
Here we go.
This is from the Aloha from Hawaii.
Do you remember that when it was it was one of the first things on satellite? 1973, maybe?
73, exactly correct.
Yep, I know my Elvis.
1056 WGN.